You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
All right, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother that's in the house today. Stand. I would literally not be here today if it wasn't for her. And so we thank you and we love you. We celebrate you in this house. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to my beautiful, amazing, fantastic partner in ministry, partner in crime, Pastor Corinne Swilly. Happy Mother's Day. She holds it down. She keeps me together. Amen. And she mothers too. Amen. In honor of Mother's Day, I want to speak to you about something really special. This is a message that is inspired by motherhood, but it's a message that we can all take home with us. Amen. So it was inspired by mothers, but it's for everybody. Men, point to yourself and say, "This is for me." If you're on a row with a man, just look at them and say, "Don't be scared. This is for you." Sometimes we get scared, men. It's okay. We're going to get through this together. I want to talk to you about something that's so important that none of us would be here if it wasn't for this. Today, I want to talk to you on a topic entitled Push. If it wasn't for a natural push, amen, mothers, and it wasn't for a spiritual push, we wouldn't be here today. So today I want to talk to you about push. Because we're all birthing something. We're all birthing, yes, even the men in this place, we're birthing something. It's okay. Men, look at another man and say, "It's all right. We're gonna get through this. You're birthing something. I'm birthing something." So with this topic, I want to ask four questions that I really think is important for us right now as I was praying this week. And this is one I want to ask you, and I want you to ask yourself. Number one, what's in your life? Number two, what are you dating? Number three, what have you married? And number four, what are you birthing? Now, this is inspired by mothers, but this is for everybody. What's in your life? What are you dating? What have you married? And what are you birthing? What's in your life? Ladies, gentlemen, what raw components has God placed in your life? What seeds of destiny? What raw materials? What things that have not been uncovered yet, and purpose that has not been revealed, and raw elements to build your life off of? What is in your life right now? Not futuristically 5 years from now, what's in your life, but what can you recognize that God has placed in your life right now? Look at somebody and say, "What's in your life right now?" And Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." Whatever I find spiritually with my hands that's lying around, that's maybe even lying dormant, that's a possibility. What can I do with my hands, with my capacity, with my potential to develop those raw elements, those raw things that God has placed in my life? And so that's a challenge for us all to look by the Spirit, not by the natural, not with negativity, but to look by the Spirit to see what things are in our lives right now. Look at somebody and say, "I'm going to look." That's the challenge to you. What to look, to take a look, to look by the Spirit and ask, "What is in my life?" Because even among difficulties, even among tragedy, there are things that are being revealed in our life. Raw elements that God can use to build us. So we have to look and we have to see what is in our lives. And also we have to keep an open eye to see maybe what things are in our lives that God didn't put there. Like if God is putting some stuff in your life, then possibly the devil is putting stuff in your life too. And you need to be able to see those things, and you need to be able to extract those things, pull those weeds up, kick those things out of your life. I don't know if you remember, but back when we were kids and we used to just take the ball and just punt it, drop kick it. That's what we need to do with what the enemy has put in our lives. We need to identify it. We need to pick that up. We need to grab it, and we need to kick it out of our life as far as we can see. Because not only is God putting things, raw elements, circumstances in our lives, the enemy is putting things in our lives too. So it's important that we're looking, we're discerning, we're taking out, and we're even being ruthless with the things, saying, devil, I'm not letting you keep your stuff in my life. Devil, I'm not letting you keep your stuff in my yard, in my house. It's got to go. Look at somebody say, it's got to go. So the first question was, what's in your life right now? Not potentially, not in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, not theoretically. What is in your life right now that you got to work with? Number two, what are you dating? We take these raw possibilities, raw elements, and we begin to pour some of our consideration, our thought, our energy, some heart into those things. We begin moving a little bit in that direction. We're dating. We're dating that. Anybody in the room ever dated? Okay. You're pouring a little bit of time and consideration into an area. And so the question is, the next question, what are you dating? What are you beginning to move towards? What are you beginning to devote a little bit of time to and pour yourself into a little bit? Because it's important that you're not hanging out with the wrong dreams and the wrong plans and the wrong mess and going in the wrong direction. Look at somebody and tell them, you need to be dating Mr. Destiny. I only want to spend time with things that can add value to my life. I only want to pursue things and give things consideration. You see, when I was dating, I didn't just date anybody. There had to be a possibility of a future there. When we are talking about what we begin to give consideration to in our life, it has to have the possibility of a future. So what are you dating? Look at somebody and say, what are you dating? Where's your time, your energy, your focus going? And then eventually you have to ask yourself this question, what have I married? Because after we've been dating for a while, you know, the time comes when you got to take it to the next level. And all the married folks said, amen. You just kind of know there's, you kind of topped out where we are right now. And we're going to actually have to just to stop this, or we're going to need to take it to the next level. And so what have you married? What have you decided to say yes to? I'm committing to this. I'm going to dedicate myself to this area. What have you committed to? What have you said, you know what? I realize this is God thing, and I'm going to double down, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to marry this. See, Mary, you have to strike some form of covenant. You see, you're saying, God, I realize you brought this into my life, and I'm striking covenant today. I'm marrying this. I'm devoting myself to this. We've got some dreams, some goals, some aspirations, but it's not really going to go far until we marry it. It's time to put a ring on it. Look at somebody and tell them. It's time to put a ring on it. What have you committed yourself to? What are you pouring? Because to marry something is to pour substantial energy and time and focus and heart into something. It's not something that you kind of flippantly do when we're talking about marrying something, because you can't be married to a bunch of things. You can only really marry a few things, because it's dedication that we're talking about We're talking about something that's a lifelong focus and pursuit. So when you're marrying something, you're pouring substantially. It's not a project. It's not a side job. It's not a side hustle. It's the real thing. Look at somebody and tell them. It's the real thing. And it's important that we marry the right things, because if you don't marry the right things, you could wind up 5 or 10 years later looking at your life and saying, man, I just wasted 5, 10 years of my life. I wasted 5, 10 years of energy and time and focus and heart. I poured all this in and I wasted my time. I wasted my time away. So we have to marry the right things. And so we better ask God before we walk down the aisle. Amen. Before we make the plunge, before we make the commitment and we pour substantial energy into something, what does God say about it? What does God say about that area? Because God has things for us, but it's important to know what those things are. Sometimes the good thing is not the God thing. Amen. Sometimes something that looks good on the outside is not good on the inside. And so it's important before we commit to know what God is saying about the thing. What have you married? Look at your life, evaluate, pray, commit. Look at your life, evaluate, pray, commit. And because there's three major ways that you can do this marriage thing. Number one, you can marry right. And when you marry right, you're fulfilled. You have a sense of accomplishment and direction, and you know you're going the way that you need to go. When you marry wrong, we know where that story ends. But there's a third area, and that's when you don't commit. And not committing is just as bad as marrying wrong, because at the end of your life, you just have regret. What could I have been? What could I have done? How far could I have gone? And you have a list of what ifs. Your life is full of what if. And so it's important to commit. What are you marrying? Ask yourself that question today. What have I married? What am I considering marrying? Because it's a commitment of my time and my energy and my focus and my future. So we've asked, what's in our life? What's in your life? What are you dating? What have you married? And last, what are you birthing? Because under normal circumstances, come on, somebody help me, some adult in the room right now. Under normal circumstances, when you're married, something happens eventually. Something is bound to come out of that marriage. There's something that's going to get birthed. And so we can't be surprised that when we've married something, there is fruit. It could be good fruit. It could be bad fruit. Depends on what we've married. But we can't be surprised that our kids look like what we're married to. I see the craziest thing happen as a pastor. People expect for their kids to look different than the person that they married. Or they get in the middle of a circumstance and they expect to see some different fruit than what they dedicated themselves to. Can we talk today? Can we talk real today? Because you can't expect to birth something that you haven't married. Far too often we're expecting something completely different than what we've committed and dedicated and married in our lives. You can't marry complacency and expect to birth fulfillment. You can't marry shortcuts and expect to birth a job well done. You can't marry fear and expect to birth faith. It doesn't work like that. What you marry is what you get. what I devote myself to and pour substantial energy and love and attention and time to is ultimately the fruit that I'm going to get. Genesis 1:11 actually tells us that everything bears fruit in its own kind, which tells us exactly that. You can't marry something. You can't plant something and expect something else. I can't plant an orange tree and expect bananas. I can't plant an apple tree and expect mangoes. It's going to produce whatever I have planted, whatever I have devoted myself to, and whatever I have dedicated myself to. I will see that same fruit in kind in my life. So marry what you want to give birth to. Do you want to have faith in your life? Do you want to birth faith? Pour yourself into the Word of God and the commands of Christ. Marry it. Do you want to birth peace? You've been feeling like you're living in a war zone every day, Monday through Friday, through Saturday. You're coming on Sunday just to get a little bit of relief. You want to birth peace. Well, you need to keep God in the center. Pour yourself into that. Dedicate yourself to that. Develop that fruit of the Spirit within yourself. What you want to birth, pour substantial energy and commit yourself to it. When I look at somebody, all you have to do is look at the fruit in their life and you can see what they have been doing, what they've been up to. I can tell what you've been up to by the fruit I see in your life. And I can look at what you're doing, the pattern of what you're doing, and I can anticipate the fruit that's coming out of your life. We can look at it both ways. I can look at your track record, what you're doing, what you've been doing for the last 5-10 years, and I can tell you what your fruit is going to look like. And I can look at your fruit, not even know you, and see what you've been up to. Why? Because we birth what we're married to. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, be diligent. Somebody say diligent. Look at somebody and say diligent. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. I tell you what, man, when the Lord returns, I want to be the one that's not ashamed with what I've been married to, with what I've been dating, with what I've given birth to. I'm not going to be ashamed because I am committing myself to the things God has placed in my life. What has God put in your life? What have you considered and dated, and what are you willing to marry? And if you've married some things, what are you birthing in this season? 2 Timothy 2:15. So pour yourself into what you want in your life. It's not an accident what you birth. You knew what you were married to. You knew what you were dating. You knew what the kids were going to look like. Don't be surprised. Our fruit is the product of our life. It's going to look exactly like what we married. Here's my conclusion to you. Committed people always see fruit. Maybe you've been committed to the right thing. Maybe you've been committed to the wrong thing. Committed people always bear fruit. But I believe a portion of this message is right on target for the people that say, man, I've been carrying this vision. I've been 6, 7, 8, 9 months pregnant with this thing. And I really feel like it is the season for it to come out. I've got this business inside of me. I've got this ministry that God wants to birth. I've got this thing that I know God has told me to do, and I've been carrying it, and it's time for me to deliver this vision, to deliver it. God told me today to tell you to push. Maybe you've gotten weary. The Bible says in Galatians 6, 9, let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Can I tell you, don't give up. Mothers, you remember that time, that moment when you were so far pregnant that you wanted to give up some days. And if you could give up, you might have given up. But the Bible says, don't get weary in doing good things. With what God has given you to do, don't get weary with it. Because if you don't get weary and you don't stop, you will reap. You will see the fruit. You will see the harvest. You will see the increase that God has promised you. Why? Because we're not moving in weariness. We're coming to God. We're being refreshed to be able to carry what we need to carry. So my word to you today is push. Just a little longer. Push. Maybe you've been waiting for this thing that God has placed in your heart. I want to tell you today, push. Will you stand up on your feet with me today? I want to tell you today that Pastor Corinne and I, this is our third child on the way. Amen. Amen. There's a point in time when you're in the right place. You're in the hospital. You're carrying the right thing. You got the vision that God has given you. But you're waiting. You're waiting. You're waiting. But then there's a moment that the doctor comes in the door and he says, it's time to push. He says, it's time to push. And I want to tell you, for some of you here today, it's your time to push. For others of you here today, it's your time to marry what God has told you to marry. And maybe you've been delaying doing what God has told you to do. But God is saying it's time for you to step out. It's time for you to walk on the water. It's time for you to do the thing that I've placed in your heart and commit and double down. Because I want to do such greater things than you can even imagine. But first you got to marry what I've put in your life. You got to commit. You got to be dedicated. Somebody here today just needs a push. Look at somebody and just not too hard, but just push them a little bit. Just push them a little bit and say, you needed that. You needed that push today. Because I believe that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. He pushes us when we need to push a little stronger. When we need to push a little harder, the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to give you the power to push. I'm going to give you the power to push. And no matter where you are in your journey, you need to push today. Maybe you need a push to recognize what's even going on in your life and begin to date it. Maybe you've been dating and you've been dating for too long. You know you've been dating for 5 years and you need to put a ring on it. You need to get married and the Holy Spirit is pushing you, saying you need to go ahead and commit to what I've given you, because my promises are ready. My promises are ready for you. And maybe you're at a place that you've been married and you've been pregnant with something, and you've got something that you know is stirring inside of you. And you need to push. You need to hold on a little longer. You need to push a little. You just need to remember what God said to you in the midnight hour. You need to remember what God said to you in your car. You need to remember what God said to you at your house. You need to remember what God said to you in the altar that one day. God has not given up what He's called you to do. And so you need to hang in there a little longer. And maybe you're 9 months pregnant with a vision today. And you need somebody just to remind you to push. You need the doctor to walk in, the Holy Spirit to walk in and say, it's time to push. It's time to push. Can you lift your hands with me today? I want you to just say, push. It's time to push. I know that God has so much in store for His people. Do you believe He has things in store for you? Do you believe you have things that are inside of you that need to come out? Look at somebody and say, come out! Come out! God has the greater, but we have to push. We have to push. We can look at the imagery of a mother And we can look at our lives today and say, it's time to push. It's time to birth the vision that God has placed inside of us. On the count of three, I just want you to say it at the top of your lungs. Say, push! And let's give God the highest praise today. Let's give God the highest praise today. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.